weiß Bescheid.
Entende.
Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Digipreneur FM. This is the place where Caribbean entrepreneurs and those in the diaspora come to learn all about building your business online, building your platforms, building your presence, learning how to leverage these platforms and monetize from them and generate opportunities. We speak to a wide variety of guests across the region who are helping you, the entrepreneurs, get tools and platforms and softwares to continue this journey on navigating the digital age. And if this is your first time tuning in to Digipreneur FM, welcome. A special hello to you. My name is Karan Rose, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. Well, I mean, I'm your host, period. But I felt like, you know, I'm feeling good today. Today is a really good day. Today is a day where I woke up, sat outside, had my breakfast, took in the air in right here in Trinidad and Tobago. I took in the air, you know, listened to the bird sounds, just relaxed. I don't know. I just feel good today. And while I was outside feeling good, enjoying my breakfast, I was reading my book after I finished a chapter for today. Jumped onto social media just to see, you know, the latest happenings, what's going on. And something stood out to me today. I mean, this is something that I've seen for a long time, but I feel like it really stuck out to me today. And that is how businesses use social media. Now, on our last episode that we did, the Sunday Motivations, auditing your social media, I talked about, you know, the types of things that you should be doing on your social media, so that because we spend so much time on it, you know, you want to audit it, make sure that you're not on social media and being triggered. You want to remove those types of influences on your social media timelines and start to get and follow people who are going to, you know, teach you, inspire you, you know, something good, so that your time on social media is spent being educated or being enlightened or being inspired. That way we're using it for good, right? And one thing that stood out to me today, it really stood out to me today, is as I'm just outside and I'm scrolling through, I'm seeing, you know, a lot of business accounts that I do follow, there's some issues, and I wanted to kind of address it. So this episode is three ways that businesses can improve their social media, and I'm going to touch on, you know, some of the things that I've seen, and, you know, what I'd like to see businesses do in the Caribbean to kind of take their game on social media up to another level. I think one of the biggest challenges is that businesses here don't fully understand social media. So what they try to do is they try to follow what quote unquote influencers or popular people are doing on social media. And they try to take their same approach where you're just creating a lot of random stuff or things that just don't resonate. And you put that out there, but not keeping in mind that, you know, as a business, like, you need to use it differently than popular people on social media. So Anyways, let's dive into it. So, three ways that businesses can improve their social media. So, number one, businesses should focus on becoming a resource center rather than being a billboard. Businesses should focus on becoming a resource center rather than being a billboard. So we see a lot of influencers that get popular and they're promoting, you know, all these products and everything feels like an ad. But at least the influencers kind of do it in their own creative spin. One of the things that businesses do here in the Caribbean is that all they want to do is post just static ads. So it feels like when you're driving on the highway and you're looking at static billboards, that is what the majority of businesses here in the Caribbean, that's what their social media feeds look like. They look like static billboards. Just billboards. Just here's the product. Here it is. It's a nice product photography done, maybe a flat lay. And not everybody has, you know, these crispy, clean looking, you know, product photos. Some of them are just taken all how and posted on their social media platforms, right? Whether you are doing fancy photography or, you know, you're not using a proper photographer, you're just taking pictures with your phone and you're just slapping it on to your social media platforms, you need to get away from that. Social media is not to become a one-way communication channel for you to just paste your products onto it and hope that you get traction. And there are way more businesses that treat social media like a billboard. They treat it like they treat traditional platforms. They treat it like print. They treat it like newspaper. So we would take out an ad in the newspaper. Maybe you have a picture, maybe it's in color, and you slap that in the newspaper. Too many of our businesses are treating social media just the same way and forgetting that social media is meant to be social. So not only are you just posting your ads to social media, but your only call to action is buy. That's it. Here's the product. Half of y'all are not even posting the prices of your products, and it's a DM for price situation. I can't even believe in 2021 there are still businesses that are doing DM for price. Listen, we're over that. We ain't DMing for price. Unless nobody else in the country has it and we need it immediately. Otherwise, we'll just order it on Amazon or any other place where we can have it delivered to us. But no one's just, people are growing less and less and less inclined to DM you for price. So you're posting pictures of your products and that's it. And then imagine you see the product, you're like, okay, I want the product. And then now you're telling me I got to DM you for price. All of this, come on, this is not what social media is about, right? And so what you should be doing is focusing on becoming a resource center. Businesses should be showing us how products enrich our lives. They should be giving us tips and tricks of how to utilize the products. If you can show us how your products can help us in our day-to-day lives or help us solve problems, you are going to generate more sales, more leads, and most importantly, you are going to generate more conversation. If you do the things needed to generate conversations on social media, that is what social selling is all about. Generating conversations, teaching us, showing us how your products work so that we can either one, use them better because maybe we already purchased it and maybe you are going to be, again, the tips and tricks that you're giving us is to get more use out of the product. Or if I haven't bought it yet, maybe I don't even know that I need your specific product. So if you are showing us, if you are teaching us how your products help us, then we're going to generate conversations. More conversations means you're going to get more exposure on social media because social media is all about the engagement. The more engagement you can get on your platforms, then organic reach is going to happen. However, what the businesses like to do is, again, they're still stuck in the traditional mindset of advertising. So let's just put out a picture, an ad, and boost a post. And, you know, we'll get our impressions like that. We have to always spend our money to generate impressions. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting a return back on your investment. All right. So you just need to make that switch. And that switch is, instead of treating social media like a billboard, treat it like you have a resource center. And showing people how your products, your services work in their lives and how it's going to help them become, you know, better people or do business better. Whatever your product does, just focus on the benefits and showing people how these things work. And thinking of social media as, hey, we want people to follow us so that they can learn all about how, you know, the industry works, how the products works. We're going to talk about their problems that are relevant to our industry. And people are going to follow us because we are the leaders in the niche. We know what we're talking about. We are engaging with you. We're creating conversation. That is what social media is about. Get away from simply taking product photos and putting them on social media. And oh, before I forget, if you are a consultant, if you are a service provider or a consultant, oh God, please, please do me one favor. Get away from taking nice photos and just posting long captions. If you are a service provider, please, 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 get away from taking a fancy photo and this long motivational caption. Get away from it. There are so, and you know what, I'm going to leave that one for my next point. All right. But get away, if you are a service provider, get away from taking fancy photos and just putting these motivational captions, especially when you are a service provider. There's so much more to talk about. Then you just, here's a photo of me smiling. And then the caption has nothing to do with the photo. Moving on. Number two. And this is why I said I was going to leave it for number two. Three ways that businesses can improve their social media. Number two, mix up the content. I wonder if I can I say this louder? Mix up the content. Everybody consumes content and learns differently. Don't just have a pretty picture for every single post. Don't just have a face pic and a long motivational caption. Don't just put out video after video after video, because guess what, folks? Video takes time to consume. Not everybody wants to sit through a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes of video. So don't just keep putting out video content. Mix up the content to allow for a variety of ways for people to learn from you and connect from you. There are so many different types of content that you can do. And the easiest way to figure out, well, what kind of content you can create, Google. Just Google types of content. You know what? Do that for me. Do that for me. Just jump on Google. Type into the search bar. Types of content. And you are going to get a laundry list of different types of content that you can create. And the more you learn how to mix it up, you are going to be able to allow people to consume the content differently and learn from you differently. So if you focus on one, creating or turning your social media platform into a resource center, and you're going to focus on teaching, you can get different types of data to see what people want, what type of questions are asking. You could do polls. You can ask people, you know, take your FAQs, the things that people are constantly asking you, and turn that into content. And when you learn, when you jump on Google and type in, you know, popular types of content or different types of content, you know, types of social media content, you're going to see all the different variations of content that you can create. And then you can now, you know, distribute those types of content onto your social media. You have so many different types of things you could do, whether it's a carousel, whether it's a, you know, a carousel, whether it's an audiogram, whether it's an infographic, whether it's a how-to guide. Like, there are so many different types of content that you can create. So whenever I go to a business, and all I see is, you know, product photography, but then you go through the caption, and the caption is just bland. Hey, this is the product, DM for price. Annoying. When you go onto a service provider, somebody you know is a specialist on a particular thing, and all they care about doing is taking a picture with them smiling or them holding their head, and they give you this long motivational speech about whether, you know, they did something good or they had a frustrating day. Listen, I think one of the most annoying types of content for me is seeing specialists in any field have a picture of them smiling, and then they have a long story about, today was not a good day. Blah, 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 blah. And then it was amazing. So don't forget, smile through the storm. Ta-da. Listen, there are specialists where when you speak to them offline, you know that they know their stuff. Or maybe they don't know their stuff. I don't know. But when you go on their social media, every single post is a smiling face. And it's a story about why they're smiling or not smiling. Like, you're a specialist. Mix it up. Teach us. Learn different types of content that you can create. And create it. Or outsource the creating of it. But you gotta mix it up. You got to mix. This is social media. It doesn't matter what the platform is. Whether it's LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, it doesn't matter what the platform is. Every platform is used differently. Every platform, the content has a different look, feel, different format, specializes in different things. And you keep doing the same things on every single platform. You're not mixing up nothing. So please, please, the second thing that businesses need to be doing, businesses and specialists, is mixing up your content. You are a business. You are in business to solve a problem. Look at the problems that people are having. Look at the questions that they are asking. You're using social media as a distribution channel to get business or to raise awareness. So, do what needs to be done for the different platforms that you are on. Research the different types of content that are available and create different types of content to carry your message, to teach people, to raise awareness, to motivate people, whatever you are doing. But mix it up. Treat your platform like a resource center. If you say you are an HR specialist, then I want to come to your platform and learn about HR. And mix it up. Give me a carousel. Give me a how-to guide. Give me an audiogram. Give me a video. Do a live stream. Do an infographic. Mix it up. Mix it up. Third, number three on the list. So this is the third way that I feel like businesses can improve their social media. And that is to learn how to convert social media traffic to owned traffic. So once again, businesses that are on social media, they try to mimic what these influencers or popular people on social media doing who are not businesses. They're just putting out, you know, entertaining content, and they, you know, they don't have a business. They're just being, you know, they're just creating content just for the platform for their own reasons, but they're not a business. What business owners are doing is looking at them and saying, you know, they figured it out. They're popular, so they must be, they figured it out. Let's just kind of mimic our thing, our platform after them. And they're not converting any of the social media traffic into own traffic. Listen, a social media influencer who is not a business, and that's another topic, because there are social media influencers who are, again, popular people on social media, but they are not a business. And there's a difference, but that's another episode. So you, as the business owner, you cannot afford to leave your traffic on social media. A follower for you does nothing. You need to figure out how to turn social media traffic into own traffic. You need to own the data because you are a business. You need to own the data, right? If you lose your social media account, then that means your business is gone. Or that distribution channel, if you built that up and you got 20,000 followers and, you know, you're not doing e-commerce, you haven't converted that traffic into things that you, to properties that you own, if 20,000 followers gone, your business takes a massive hit. You can't afford that. So you need to start converting the social media traffic to own traffic. And what does that look like? That looks like driving traffic back to your website. When you have a integrated website that allows you to collect data, and there's a variety of different data points that you can collect, when you can build your email list, when you can build your email list, when you can build your notification list, when you can build your SMS list, these are just a couple of basic ways that you can, you know, take the social media traffic and turn it into traffic that you own. Now you control the communication. So if you want to send out a direct email, you know that everybody who has subscribed is going to receive the email. Whether they open it or not, that's a different story. But at least they would have received it. You can send out SMS blasts. You can send out notification blasts. And again, you control the communication. You don't control the communication on social media. So when you leave when you're leaving your followers on social media, you're not telling people come back to the website. If you don't have, you know, a basic MailChimp account, and you're not trying to drive people to a link in bio to at least subscribe to your MailChimp to collect email lists, to collect email addresses, again, that's not something you should be doing as a business owner. You need to own the data. You need to start building up your digital assets, because if your social media account gets shut down, you've lost all communication to your customers. And if you don't have e-commerce, a website, a mailing list, if all of your business is being done on social media, then you've essentially almost lost your business. And in some cases, people just lose their business because they've only built up Instagram following and they have no other assets to their name. And they respond to all of their customers via Instagram DMs, and they tell people to WhatsApp them. Come on, we got to do better. We got to do better. So we need to begin converting that social media traffic into own traffic. And that will allow you to control the communication. That will allow you to collect a heck of a lot more data, because the data that social media platforms gives you is no real data. It's very limited. Very, very limited. You could barely do anything with that. When you understand the amount of data that we have access to, once you build the proper platforms, have the proper tools connected to your platforms, and you start to collect data and you know how to mine data, you realize the data that you get from social media, hey, the people that have, you know, the people who follow you, here's the age bracket of the people who follow you, and these are the top cities. There's nothing. It's very minuscule. Very, very minuscule. There's so much more data that we can mine once you start to get that traffic from social media and you start to get it onto your platforms, you can start to collect all the data that you need to build proper marketing strategies and proper business development plans as well. All right. So just to recap, the three ways that businesses can improve their social media platforms is, for one, focus on becoming a resource center rather than being a billboard. Stop treating it like it's print and you're just taking, you know, product shots and throwing it on social media and spending money to boost it to get in front of people. We need to cut that out. Focus on becoming more of a resource center. That will allow you to now create conversations. That will allow you to create savable and shareable content, and you can build your organic traffic that way simply by becoming a resource center. Focus on teaching, answering questions, and you will be all right. The second thing, mix up the content. Stop just taking pictures and dumping them on social media. Stop just taking videos and dumping it on social media. Stop just taking a picture of yourself with a long caption. Stop that. Mix up the content. Jump on Google, type in different types of social media content, types of content, most popular content 2021. Look at the lists, do your research, learn how to create different types of content, or learn how to outsource to get freelancers to create content. If local freelancers are too expensive, jump on things like Fiverr, freelancer.com, where you have access to a world of resources to get things done at price points that you can afford. And remember, freelancing platforms have the cheapest rates and they also have some of the most expensive. It's all what you want to be able to tap into. So there's a variety for everybody, depending on where your business is and the budget that you have access to. Third thing you can do as a part of our recap is convert social traffic to own traffic. Don't just model, you know, how you use social media as a business after social media influencers or popular people who don't have businesses themselves or who have not turned their own brand into a business. They are just leaving, they're creating content and leaving the following on social media. You as a business cannot afford to do that. You need to be taking the social media traffic, driving it to platforms you own so that you can collect more data, and also so that you own a communication relationship with your customers. That way, if social media goes down, as it often does, Instagram went down 2 times within the past 4 weeks, Instagram went down 2 times. So when these things happen, you still can reach out to your customers. People can, you can still email them. You can still email blast them. You could still send out a notification blast or an SMS blast. But you can't do none of those things if you are not driving the traffic from social media and getting people onto your email list, your notification list, or your SMS list. Folks, that is our episode for this week. And you know what's crazy? We are like on episode 30. What are we on? I think we're on episode 35. Yeah, listen, I feel like the time is just absolutely flying. Episode number 34. This is the 34th episode. So I'm really excited that we got to 34 episodes in just under 2 months. That's really good. We've been working, and I mean, the feedback has been great. You guys have been enjoying it. The Digipreneur FM community is expanding. The podcast is being listened to in over 60 countries. It amazes me whenever we look at the stats and we see people from the Caribbean, as far as Zimbabwe, Cyprus, South Africa, Japan. I've seen some downloads in Korea. It's just amazing how far the podcast is going and the community is growing. So really excited about that. These things, you know, again, they light me up. They get me excited to continue to produce the content. But again, I like to focus on Caribbean entrepreneurs in the region and diaspora because I want to see you guys win. Right now, I know we are not taking advantage and leveraging all of the tools available to us to participate in the global economy. And the time is now for us to do that. We have the technology, we have the tools. Now it's just about getting people educated so that they know where to start And how to kind of, you know, get themselves started so that they can begin participating in the global economy. That's it from me. If you enjoyed this episode, please give the episode a share. You know, send it to a friend and family who may need this episode for them to get some success in their own business. Maybe this episode solves a problem that they have been having. Don't forget to like or rate the podcast on any of the directories that you are listening to this podcast from. And if you really enjoy the Digipreneur FM podcast, please drop a review. The reviews help us grow the Digipreneur community. That's it from me, folks. Take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Karan Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.